Good morning, and welcome to our morning prayer service for Wednesday, June 3rd. You'll notice that I am in a different space than I usually am for my Wednesday morning prayer services. If you joined with me on Sunday night for our evening prayer service, you would have seen me in our church office. My hope is that bringing this space into our time will help to make it more engaging for those who really miss being in the church for worship. As we come together in this time, I would like to invite you to offer with me the responsive readings, as well as the unison prayers. I'd also like to invite you to complete the space that you are in by grabbing a candle. Together, we make this space and this time holy as we come together in prayer before God. And so let us light our candle together. We greet this day first by greeting this light, a reminder of so much, of the power of light in darkness, of the presence of Christ in our lives, and of the movement of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost and in our everyday. May we burn with holy light as we move through this time of prayer. May we be led by the light of Christ every step of the way. And now I'd like to invite you to join with me responsively in Psalm 17. Hear a just cause, O Lord. Attend to my cry. Give ear to my prayer from lips free of deceit. From you let my vindication come. Let your eyes see the right. If you try my heart, if you visit me by night, if you test me, you will find no wickedness in me. My mouth does not transgress. As for what others do, by the word of your lips, I have avoided the ways of the violent. My steps have held fast to your paths. My feet have not slipped. I call upon you, for you will answer me, O God. Incline your ear to me. Hear my words. Wondrously show your steadfast love, O Savior, of those who seek refuge from their adversaries at your right hand. I invite us now into a time of reflection on these words of the psalm, a very appropriate psalm in the midst of all that is going on in the world as we strive to be followers of God, as we strive to stand up to injustice. Let us reflect on the words of the psalmist as we listen in prayerful silence to this music. God knows our brokenness. God knows the darkness that lives inside the hearts of each and every one of us. God knows our sin. And so I want to invite you to join with me as we offer together our prayer of confession. Sometimes The Holy Spirit is a hard thing to follow. It calls us into uncomfortable places, asks us to do things we're not always ready for. Yet you, O God, have placed that path at our feet. You call us to the places where you are already at work. And you invite us to be partners in your new creation. Forgive us when we hesitate to follow your Spirit. Forgive us when we ignore you completely and go our own way. Inspire us with your word. Kindle again in our hearts flames of passion for following you. We ask this and all things in the strong name of our brother and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The assurance of God's love is this: God never gives up on us. In Christ, we were shown a way to walk, and in the Spirit, we are given a guide. Every day, we are offered a chance to walk in a new way. Thanks be to God for such a love as this. Amen. We turn now to the book of Job. There was once a man in the land of Uz, whose name was Job. That man was blameless and upright, one who feared God and turned away from evil. There were born to him 7 sons and 3 daughters. He had 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 donkeys, and very many servants, so that this man was the greatest of all the people in the East. His sons used to go and hold feasts in one another's houses in turn, and they would send and invite their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. And when the feast days had run their course, Job would send and sanctify them, and he would rise early in the morning and offer burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, "It may be that my children have sinned and cursed God in their hearts." This is what Job always did. One day the heavenly beings came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. The Lord said to Satan, "Where have you come from?" Satan answered the Lord, "From going to and fro on the earth, and from walking up and down on it." The Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? There is no one like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man who fears God and turns away from evil." Then Satan answered the Lord, "Does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not put a fence around him and his house and all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. But stretch out your hand now and touch all that he has, and he will curse you to your face." The Lord said to Satan, "Very well, all that he has is in your power. Only do not stretch out your hand against him." So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. And one day when Job's sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in the eldest brother's house, a messenger came to Job and said, "The oxen were plowing and the donkeys were feeding beside them, and the Sabaeans fell on them and carried them off and killed the servants with the edge of the sword. I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another came and said, "The fire of God fell from heaven and burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them. I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another came and said, "The Chaldeans formed 3 columns, made a raid on the camels and carried them off and killed the servants with the edge of the sword. I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another came and said, Your sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And suddenly a great wind came across the desert, struck the four corners of the house, and it fell on the young people, and they died. I alone have escaped to tell you. Then Job arose, tore his robe and shaved his head, and fell on the ground and worshipped. He said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." In all this, Job did not sin or charge God with wrongdoing. I want to invite us into some reflection around this story of Job, this beginning of a long and hard story for a long and hard life of the man named Job. It's easy for us to see ourselves in the place of Job with the world falling apart around us. Let us always remember that God is present with us in the midst of the crumbling. Let us always remember to reach out to God, not in anger, but in prayer, that we might bring healing and hope to a world that needs both. Let us reflect now on the words found in the book of Job. We come this morning with hearts broken, but with hearts open to you, O God. Hear our prayers for our kindred near and far, and help us break through the darkness to see the blessings that we still find in this life. First, O God, we pray for your embrace. Often we begin by acknowledging your presence in our lives, but it is hard not to feel lost and alone when we feel the world around us crumbling. And so we pray that we are open to the movement of your Holy Spirit, even when we are made numb by the brokenness in our lives and in our world. Give us a portion of your wisdom so that we might see a way forward. Wrap us in your light so that we can walk confidently into the darkness. Hear us, O God, as we pray for your holy presence to break into our world once again, that we might see the way forward. We continue in our prayer this day, holding in our hearts and before you, O God, all those who live lives of oppression. For some, this oppression is overt and brutal. And for others, prejudice against them has become a part of the fabric of society. Help us to be a part of the healing of this world. Give us the courage that we need to stand up in the face of racism, of hate, of injustice, knowing full well that we put ourselves in harm's way, but knowing also that for many, harm's way is their way of life. Inspire us when we feel too small to help, and remind us that every small action for good and for love in your name shifts the world towards your kingdom. Hear, O God, our prayers for all who are suffering, all who are raising their voices and saying no more. Hear our prayers for your children. Even when the world is crumbling around us, we know that you are with us, O God, and we know that we are blessed. May we cry out to you in hope and not in anger, that we may find the strength that we need to support one another. Hear us now as we give thanks for the connectedness of our world. In this age, cruelty and hate can rarely go undocumented, and so we are thankful that even when voices are being silenced, video can show truth. We also give thanks this day for the strength that we find in one another. It is a reminder that together we are stronger, that unified, the acts of a few can change the face of this world. Hear, O God, our prayers of thanks as we strive to bring light to the darkness. Lastly, we offer the prayers of our hearts. These are prayers that are sometimes too intimate to speak aloud, and yet we must bring them to you. Hear them shouted from our hearts in the silence of this moment. These are the prayers of your people, O God. Prayers spoken and unspoken, we bind them together as we offer the prayer that Christ taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. If you did light a candle with me this morning, I invite you to blow it out and offer with me this prayer for guidance. Though the light of this candle goes out, your light, O Christ, continues to shine on in us. Send the Holy Spirit to guide us as we make our way through this day, through our week, through our lives. We ask this and all things in your name, O Christ, our light and our way. Amen. So go. Go into the rest of this day with the blessing of God, with the power of the Holy Spirit, and with the peace of Christ to share with the world. Go and be a blessing and a healing to a world that needs much of both. Amen.